لنا وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا.
Okay, guys and girls, let's get started. In this section, we'll get to know what animals are all about. Animals are all living things. Living things are alike in many ways. Animals need air, food, and water to live. They depend on other plants and other animals for food. Baby animals look like their parents. As animals grow, they change. Animals come in many shapes, colors, and sizes because animals live in so many different places. So their bodies are best adapted to suit the place where they live. There are animals that walk on land, animals that fly in the air, animals that swim in the water. Wow! See, what did I tell you? Such a beautiful world, a wonderful world full of animals. Domestic animals. Hey folks, do you remember seeing anyone with a cat or a dog as part of their family? Or maybe you have even have one at your house. What about all those animals that live on the farm? Can you guess the animal group which these animals belong to? Did you get the name right? Here's the answer. Domestic animals. That's right. They are called domestic animals. And why are they called domestic animals? Because they can live peacefully with people without hurting them. Let's take a look at domestic animals, shall we? Domestic animals give us so much love and company. Let's look at them first.
Meow.
This is a cat.
Woof woof, it's me,
you guessed it, the dog.
Nay, I am a horse.
Call me a cow, cause I moo on the farm.